Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Gavin and the Gavin Show that is better than a 50-year-old beer. You can go to chat room.
Go to
GavinComedy.com.
With the live broadcast, also you can watch us on Facebook Live.
We'll see a lot. There it is. Internet connections of the state. There's a reason that. You can watch us on the Facebook Live page.
Awesome. Right now.
I don't know how to do it. Yeah, probably do it all night. If it doesn't keep screwing up. What is better on deck? Although, we'll kick us off the internet. I need to kick us off the internet. I'm your host, Sam Rosemond, and I'm joined by...
Hi, everybody.
Joe's efforting date program stuff tonight.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
Joe's got some day program obligations. So, the day program is not a night program.
Yeah, well, for now.
For
this moment.
On the show, we got so many stories. We're doing segments of stories. On the show, a judge postpones an execution because a prisoner can't die. His chosen method. That was my blog. A reporter and the Iranian president don't have a minute. You already star.
I don't know how I feel about that story.
We'll get into it.
I don't know how I feel. Like, it's one of those stories kind of mixed up. School of Fools and the biggest knockers you ever saw. I do know how I feel about that story.
I know how I feel about that story.
Drunks in the news and a beer aged like a funny wine. A police department dissolves over a choke. Comics in the news and Whoopi Goldberg. Her producer thought the wolf mom might come from her. So the following second, she had a recantation.
Was it really a recantation? I'm not sure either.
I don't think I'm too far astray when I say that.
I mean, listen.
She's very lucky. She's an African American lady with a Jewish last name and a fun first name. Well, like, he fits that niche.
The African American with the Jewish last name and an amazing first name.
She came in at a certain time period.
And Billy Crystal, Robin Williams.
Yes, more Whoopi, please.
Yeah.
So good for her. But that's not the point of this. I mean, why?
Oh, successful creating.
Nazi news and rock and roll.
Pippi looks marginally blossomed. It's been a while. So, we'll see that in so much more. So, Pippi wanted me to tell you, I guess, about... Well, all right, first let me tell you what's going on with the Facebook while I read the show. Since I moved in, I've had all sorts of issues with cable. Cable was here once again on Sunday.
I know the tech by name.
Oh man, that's way too many problems with your internet and everything.
I mean, this guy, the guy who was here, Harper, has been here half the time. And both the regular texts, the non-contract texts, they have fishing tanks. I know their backstories and everything about the neighbor who yells at them.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and their supervisor sold our old house to his wife. No way.
Wow. So he went above their supervisor who wasn't even working on Sunday. And we see something. So now they're monitoring the whole area. They replaced all the hardware inside the house. All the hardware, all the wires, that's all been replaced, but we're still having issues, which is why this freezes. And we get booted off, so that's why I'm actually attempting to do this tonight, because we actually want something that might fix it. But we're like, no, we want to see if this drops out. So if it drops out, I apologize ahead of time. If it doesn't drop out, shit. But I'm hoping it will.
Well, our longtime listeners know this show has always had gremlins.
That's a problem.
It's a Tuesday night. It's tech night.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it displeases me.
What I mean to tell you guys about is, there are these, in our community, in our county, I guess any community, they have these free websites that we put stuff up, give away free, or get stuff, or you can put stuff up to get. And honestly, having done some garage sales, this is way easier. Because I got to tell you, the putting the garage sale together, I don't have trash to bring to the middle. My milkshake trash does not bring the paper to the yard. Not anymore.
Not anymore. So it's like to put it all together. Like the last time we did it, the old house, we didn't even break stuff. Which, by the way, if you're at the garage, it's very annoying. Very annoying. But we just went to the garage sale the other day. There's nothing that pisses you off quicker than an overpriced garage. A non-priced because I have no idea where the starting point is. It drives me crazy.
That was us.
I'm not a good haggler.
I know. So I posted this on Facebook. So we went to this garage sale.
This is why I'm this, but
worst item ever at a garage. What do you? Well, you know what I posted. But what do you think is the worst item ever to sell at a garage sale?
A mattress.
Really? Ski mats! Other people have been sleeping. We have, in the guest room, is a queen size.
Check that out. Mattress that we got secondhand, not at a garage sale for free.
Not a stinger or anything like that. No, I mean, I did buy.
But I get that legit.
Yeah, because after bed bugs. Before bed bugs, I actually went and I got a mattress from some people that it was like a long story. Like the mother had it for like a month and then she passed not on the mattress.
Right.
And they didn't know what to do with it. And they didn't need it. So they just gave it away. And I was like, freeze for me. I went over and hog tied that thing to my car and brought it home. We put it in the garage. We never ended up using it. The mice got to it. Now I would throw it out, which is the biggest waste and made me really sad because somebody could have used that. But post the whole bed bugs thing, which I didn't even know was a thing before, there's a whole bed bugs thing in New York.
Mother's mattress.
Oh.
And it wasn't our, like, it wasn't for our bed. It was the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
So, like, if there are bed bugs, they're not going to get those right away. They have a chance to not have people sleeping.
End point taken. Can't stay here.
No, of course you can. I mean, at least been up
for months. It's fine. But anyway, I would say underwear is a bad thing at a garage sale.
No, yeah. No.
I don't think I've ever seen it. But you just need lingerie on the game.
You do, because lingerie is expensive and people might be willing to just like really, really wash that and wear it.
Let's be honest, lingerie most of the time when it's on the floor. So it's not all the person for that long.
Well, that's what Mr. Helix said. He's like, what a waste of time because it's going to be gone in seconds. Like, what a waste of money.
And then why does he even need a cop? Because he's going to be done in seconds. What a waste of money.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Whatever. You're telling me he can't even bother with lingerie. I don't think this is Mr. All Night Long. Okay?
It's like, let's get to the good stuff. All this untying and prying and unhooking. Ah!
All right, it's lingerie. Now you're not a rap or a roast.
Again, speak for yourself. That's a lot of trussing.
This is a tough meat burger.
We have to attack this meat. We have to beat it up and get into submission.
Yes. So I saw this overpriced garage sale. They had something which I don't even know what we did. It was marked for CDs because I'm still accumulating CDs because I don't understand that the media is dead, but I still like CDs.
Yeah, I do too.
So they had like a CD holder for like 10 bucks, like a metal one.
Mm-hmm.
Not even that big. I said, I told the wife, if you pass by this, offer them free. She got it. Oh, nice. I have no idea. Boxes?
I'm going to say I didn't investigate that much.
Boxes of the pants. No, that is not front yard. That milkshake is not front yard. Like, even if you do need the pants, it's embarrassing enough in the supermarket, I'm guessing. I don't even know if that's where you get them. Like, probably Brady's, I don't know if depends or there's a whole lot of
like incontinence stuff But I don't know if it's in the supermarket or just in the CVS's.
But worse, with a yard full of people and people sitting there. And then what happens if you want to haggle? Hey, you're asking $10 a box of pens. Would you take five? Because they're unopened. They go for $20 in the store. Yeah, but you're not going to do it. Now you're arguing about the pen on the front yard. I can't admit that.
This unopened Preparation H you got over here. How old? I can't read the buy-by, sell-by date on here.
Is this vintage, Jessica?
I mean, I don't even like buying certain embarrassing items in the store. And now that they don't offer you bags in a lot of places, it's like, oh, Christ, how am I going to smuggle this out of here?
It's actually easier. You just didn't realize you solved the problem. Because we all have to bring our bags in.
Yeah.
You put that in the bag and in the shopping cart. And then the only time it's out, you go to the self-checkout.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I mean, really, just embarrassing.
Just tip the scanner bars.
Right.
Yeah, it comes in the bag.
Now, if it doesn't ring up, then you just keep going over.
Just please.
But yeah, it's actually.
Read it. I don't want a clerk. Oh, for the love of God. Oh, you know, in Facebook, Jerry says that we're echoing.
Yeah, Jerry. I'm sorry. Go tell them where to go. Tell them to listen.
Yeah, you can listen on.
Well, he's on Facebook.
No, I know, but they can hear me. Even if I'm, they hear me twice.
Hear me.
Davincomedy.com. You can go and listen to the show. The sound is much better, but you don't get all of this.
It's better.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah, there's something that says a live broadcast or something.
Listen live or something?
Yeah. Just click on that, and it is crystal clear, which is why we still use that. That's another issue.
Yeah.
Because right now, looking at Pip, she's freezing and everything. Now, both Zoom and Yardstream told me it's not because I have a horrible internet connection. But we did the same thing in my old house.
Yeah.
With the same equipment,
yeah,
and we never had.
And we were sitting this close to each other. It's the same table, and we didn't have an issue.
And it has nothing. It has nothing to do.
There's stuff in the room.
It has nothing to do with that because I still do it here.
Yeah,
when you and Joe are not.
And there's no echo. Exactly. It's me.
No.
Decided it's me.
There's something. Well, I mean, I'd like you to bring your computer.
But I apologize, Jerry.
But yes, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, we just are really megalomaniacs, and we like to hear ourselves twice.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually not both of us.
Yeah, so that's a problem.
That's another reason. The only reason I'm doing the Zoom tonight, because Pip's right here, is for it to crap out.
Yeah, we're hoping for instability.
But I've already gotten the unstable connection and the fact that she's freezing, which should not happen.
Yeah, and especially because it usually captures me at my loveliest. I mean, I'm not one to sit here posed for the camera. It's like you get what you get. My face is usually... Like, I can't keep my face just straight and placid. I usually have some expression on my face. And usually when I'm saying something horrible or yelling, that's when it'll freeze. So I'm mouth open or I have some, like, my face all scrunched up. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it's lovely for me, too. Trust. Sorry.
So there's these Facebook groups where you can get the stuff free, give stuff free. We do both. And then actually, we're not even trying to sell a lot of stuff now. We've gotten a lot of stuff. So a couple of months ago, picked up what I was told was a 42G. Was it a 42G? So it's a 37G. You know what? We're trying to do something with the basement. Not too much. Basically, the only one who uses the basement at this point is me. I go there now. I have the leaks. I'm lifting and everything doing it. I'm not doing it. Imagine if I didn't do that. There'd be no floor.
But you're used to being a basement dweller at this point.
I like the basement.
Yeah.
But my daughter wouldn't go down there because we didn't have a ceiling. So there's all sorts of creepy crawlies.
Oh.
Remember, now we have a drop ceiling, so it's very nice. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was 42. It was a 37-inch TV.
Okay.
No remote control. Okay. So I hooked it up to a fire stick. So I have it with the fire stick, and we mounted it onto the wall. We had a contractor, Javier, mounted it onto the wall. But the HDMI 2 is the only one that works. On HDMI 1, none of the other stuff, so I can't hold up. Video games, there right now, I have an Atari 2600. Yes, an Atari 2600 in my office, and a PlayStation 2 in my office. And believe it or not, I don't really play this stuff anymore. You would think I do. I looked up the Atari for my wife to play Frogger, and she was so happy. So happy. You know, playing the Frogger and
everything.
Yeah. She had a bunch of games. And we have her Atari, but we don't know how to play the game. But anyway, I have Frogger, so she was happy. So I got that set up. The PlayStation 2 is set up, but I'd like to hook it up downstairs. So somebody put out. I was giving away a 47-inch TV, an 80-pound 47-inch TV, really heavy, from like 15 years ago. Still a nice picture. They actually adjusted the picture in the basement. So I'm like, all right, we'll put that in our room, because I got the 42-inch, which was my big TV, in our room. Love the picture on that, which used to be in our basement.
Yeah.
So I'll put the 42-inch, I'll mount that on the wall, the LG, which I love. We'll put the 47-inch Toshiba in our office, and I'll see if Pip or Joe need an extra TV. Because sometimes it's like, well, if you're giving it away, you know, well, why not? Because I'm not going to get an extra room. Again, I don't know what Joe's got going on in his place or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
And then if not, I would have put it back on the site. Although nobody responds when I offer a Nickelback CD. These guys either. But I'm not a Nickelback CD. Good music, Nickelback.
Anyway, I like some of their songs, to be honest.
Well, maybe you or Joe should have responded. When I say, hey, you guys want Nickelback CD, nobody responds. And Joe likes Nickelback.
I didn't want the CD, though.
It's all right.
I know.
Okay. So we get this sitting in my basement. Mm-hmm. Saying, what else have we gotten? My daughter and wife, they're out, and they see this Pac-Man video game.
I'm just
in the trash.
In
the trash.
And all you needed was.
Let's see what it goes to and everything. So we order a cable online, the power cable. It works. It's got Pac-Man, Pac-Man Land, Super Pac-Man, Galaga, Dig Dug, Mappy.
You just said a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, I know.
A whole bunch of wig-wag kind of words.
It works. Put that in the basement.
I'm glad. I don't know what any of it
is. Put that in the basement. Again, you know, so for the kids to play.
It looks perfect. I mean, I didn't examine it for any kind of.
It works great. So that was free.
That was amazing. That was amazing. I wish you guys like that and do that. I mean, what a great.
That's the thing. We have all this stuff. We don't do any of it. Like, we didn't have an outdoor movie night tonight, which bothers me. Because we had all the outdoor movie nights before, and now we have a big place.
Yeah,
and then we did. Yeah. All right, so we got that. That actually works. So I'll find a better
thing for that to be on. I think I've actually, because I'm not happy with what it's placed on right now.
I think I actually ordered off for HIPAA a cocktail table we have out there. Which is
I don't remember.
We're good to be picked up for free now. All right, so I got that. So last night we picked up a couple days ago. I say we're coming to buy one of these things. The wife likes it, and it's still there. Where are we going to put the recumbent? I'll put it in my office, she says. I'm like, okay. It'll take up space in the basement. There was actually like a whole universal like weight thing I could have gotten.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how to pay for it, but I could have gotten $50 or $100. I'm sure it's worth a couple thousand dollars.
Wow.
But I'm like, where am I going to put it?
I know.
And I'm like, you know what? I have the free weights. They take up much less space.
Yeah, those things take up a lot of
space. They take up a lot. I mean, it'd be good for the flies. Yeah. It'd be good for the legs. But I'm doing the flies and weights and I love the exercise. So I didn't get that. So we get the recumbent bike. And I think the lady's husband just passed away because she started almost crying.
Oh, God.
So she bought herself, that it was his, that she started crying, but she just bought herself a rower.
And it was like sitting at the bump. So we load the
recumbent bike into the wife's RAV4. And we're like, do you want help taking the rower upstairs? She's like, oh, I'm not going to ask you that. I'm like, yeah. We just offer.
Yeah.
So we take the rower. So me and Lily take the rower upstairs.
That was really kind.
Yeah, and she sent the wife a nice message to me. So we get the recumbent bike.
Yeah.
Wife uses the recumbent bike. Happy. She got the radio on. She's like, I can totally see you in this storm. It doesn't hurt her back. Very happy.
Oh, that's really good. Except for the breathing.
Yeah. She'll be fine. She can mute herself.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It's different then. So
I would sound like I was dying.
So my daughter goes on the recumbent bike today. And I don't know why. We bought our regular bike, but I taught her how to ride the regular bike. So that was another waste of time.
Oh, really? She didn't like the bike?
No, her grandparents gave it to her.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I taught her on a bicycle before that cool bicycle. So, was never into bicycle. She's got a skateboard. She goes on the recumbent bicycle. I don't know what she does. And she doesn't like, she's like hip, very happy looking at the veal lifestyle. Maybe nice and soft and juicy, pale as can be. I mean, you know, that's what they want. You know? My daughter actually tans up nicely, but she'd rather look like a vampire. So, she goes on the ball and she pedals. I guess she was pedaling too hard. She shattered the pedal.
I
my wife actually used the recumbent bike one time. So now we have to order
a new
and a new pedal. So yeah, last night we're like, all right, let's do some stuff. So we're gonna load up the 47-inch 80-pound TV with the nice enough picture upstairs. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
I say now we have one of those stair lifts, you know, for old people for when my mom's.
She can't work. She's having issues now.
Oh, she's feeling well because she, not only is she like, you know, worried about things that'll never happen, but she's also being
she's also very overly sensitive. So I know she's feeling it.
Okay.
I know she's right where she has time to worry and upset with me.
And be emotionally upset.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm the opposite of my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the opposite of both. Like my mom and my dad are opposites, but I'm like neither one of them.
It's like an unholy trinity in your house.
I mean, pretty well balanced.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any of the things that we've discussed in you. No.
I'm pretty even keel, but all right, whatever. I don't even know why I went on the tangent. Anyway, that's why, because we have the chair. So I say, oh, we should put it on the chair to bring it up the stairs. I'm like, no,
let's not break that chair.
I said, let's just not do that. Yeah. And then my wife's like, oh, that's actually a good idea. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. We do. First of all, we caught the top of the TV. What, like on the new ceiling part that Javier the contractor. So we screw up the ceiling. And then you kind of hear like the TV settle in. So we bring it up. Look at everything. The wife puts the stand together for the TV. How do I buy stand? Because we're going to make it just free stuff. We're going to buy shit. There's no stand.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
always something with fine. I want a free TV, 47-inch. Finally, get hooked up. You know, the VCR DVD combo. Yeah, I still got one of those. Although we never watch VCR or DVDs up there. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. If mine was working, we would be watching all that old stuff.
I mean, we got it, but we don't.
Yeah.
So we get everything hooked up. So now, all that effort. Heavy TV broke. Can't use it.
But how did it actually break?
I think the front of it, when it settled into the chair, kind of pressed. You have to be very careful with these flat screen TVs.
Yes.
And it's just like.
I saw a video where a cat was standing behind the TV and bit the corner, ripped the whole screen.
Really?
Yeah. Chomp.
Now I'm nervous. I'm not sure those are 42. But anyway.
So
now I got this heavy 47-inch TV sitting in my bedroom at the foot of the bed. And you can't get rid of trash. You have to pay for it. It's going to cost $30 to get rid of this free TV that we broke. So now I'm in the market for the TV. It's just dark.
Yeah, I know. It's an issue. Getting rid of stuff. I forget getting rid of tires, but everything becomes like a hobby. I have older computers, but I can't get into that dark computer, but I know that there's probably information on the motherboard.
It's on the hard drive. It's a hard drive.
I know, so I have to take them all apart before I can recycle them.
Well, you can just smash it.
I guess I can just go out over there.
Got a hard drive over there.
Oh, do you?
Sitting there. Got rid of the computer.
Yeah.
My laptop.
Yeah.
I used to use for the show.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. It's just like, have, you know, Pete Townsend moment and beat the crap out of
run it over, magnetize, whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to get rid of it. Yeah, so now I got to pay $30 to get rid of this 47-inch free TV because and they don't like, it's like you're not supposed to like throw it in the trash.
But this is why people throw stuff in the trash.
Yeah.
Because they charge you to get rid of your trash. And then you're already paying to get rid of your trash. But now I got to pay more to get rid of something I don't want anymore. So why wouldn't I just drive it off into the woods like some battered dog that I've had enough of? Go free, 47-inch Toshiba. Run free. I wouldn't do that.
They do. But I was like, don't you dare joke about getting rid of cats and dogs in the woods.
No, I don't do it. But people do. Or like a bunny. It'll be fine. We're done with the bunny. It'll be fine.
That's how I get my pets is from you bastards who let them go.
But that's why, if you're strolling, years ago, you used to find Playboys there. Because there was no safe way to get rid of the
Playboy. That's true, without everybody knowing what a perv you are.
Yeah, exactly. So you love, I mean, because you were on a recyclable day. Well, you just put your Playboys and penthouse there? No.
I know.
And God forbid they catch all that paper when they're ready to try. So you know what? It'll biodegrade in the woods. That's why.
Well, you know what?
And the next thing you know, there's a mushroom running out of our Playmate's claw. That's how that happens.
Yeah, I think that should some other civilization rise up after humans destroy themselves, they will be excavating all kinds of perverted shit.
You know what they're going to you know what they're gonna find?
What?
This place? 47-inch Toshiba TV.
My house will just be a crumbled house full of like tires and computers and a mouse ruined mattress. We don't know what to do.
But to be fair, aren't you like 2.5 weeks away from that anyway? To be fair, I mean, especially if the neighbors
will. Well, you know what? We've got posts holding the thing up. Everything's holding up.
Okay.
Pretty well.
Why did I just lose the picture? Yes.
That's not
good. Oh, there we go.
A multimedia extravaganza and crap going on tonight.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have the Yankee game on for Pip and I, because we're both Yankee fans, to see if Aaron Judge hits on.
That's what, that to happen.
Yes, enough with the chasing. All right. So I'm going to get, that's why I have the sound off and just glance over every once in a while, but it's screwed up, so I will try that again. So I do have a use stick, so besides for myself.
Oh.
My daughter for breaking shit. But here's a new stick. It's like he's here. So we bought a Ring doorbell at Best Buy.
Oh, you know what? I've been really thinking about it, but I'm kind of on the fence because I don't know how to decide what's the best one to get.
They're all pretty good. This is you can have some where you can actually hook them up to the cameras inside the house. I don't need that.
Yeah,
I don't need that. But this has an app and everything. Now you can do a hard wired or battery. But I don't want to. We didn't want to be able to replace the battery. So we're like, all right, we get it hard wired.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
We got the Ring.
Is that why there are just wires hanging out of where your doorbell used to be?
That is why.
All of a sudden, I realized. Oh, I have to knock.
Yes.
It's a multimedia extravaganza, like we were talking about before. Well, from the Ring, the Ring camera. There's somebody creeping on your porch. Joe, are you out there?
Little
you can come in.
Okay. So.
Wow, that's a lot.
I don't think it was Joe calling.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure. If he would have, hey, I'm going to call in.
No, I said it was the Ring camera calling us because there was somebody creeping on your porch.
So we have their tool. We bought it at Best Buy. We have their tool back there. Bought that for 2 years. That laptop.
Okay.
Or TV, whatever. It's really good because they'll come and install stuff. Like things are working.
Oh.
It's like $75 or something like that. It's like, and we've used it.
Yeah,
like they installed the TV over the fireplace. You know, my computer, if there's any issues, my daughter, the AirPods, the Ring, and we will go up to the back here, and they'll install the doorbell.
That's good.
We're told we can call to schedule the installation. We bought it. So we try and schedule online. Because you can go to deal with the person online. But the person in the chat box tells me, since we did not schedule it at the time of the purchase, they can only give me the 20% off. It's supposed to be free.
That's crap.
Exactly.
So now.
So I call the 800 number, and she says, no, it's free installation. So we schedule an appointment. Very nice. The day before the installation, calls to confirm everything. He can't do the installation, it turns out, because it's hardwired and not just running on the battery.
So there's another guy that does that?
So he said we should go where we bought the ring, and they can schedule there, because it needs to be a third party pack. So I guess it's not, as a Geek Squad can't do it.
Oh, I see.
But they'll hire it out as a third party.
Wait, so Geek Squad can't do it, but they'll, because you have that protection plan, they'll have somebody else do it. Okay, I get it. All right. Well, it still sounds good.
Still sounds good. So we go over about the ring, and they can't find any free times to do it. They go all the way to January. It's like, I'm seeing nothing available. It's like, this isn't right. It won't even let me schedule it.
We have become a totally paranoid country.
If they are booked up to January.
She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know what's going on. This is for a while. We're dealing with that. She's like, you know what? Why don't you call them? So now I call.
Right.
Whoever I have to call from Best Buy in the store.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in the store.
Calling away. Sure.
Calling. Well, now I've dealt with the chat. I've dealt with the phone. I've dealt with the person back to the phone.
Oh, this sounds exhausting.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, I know that when you have a project, you can be very persistent and you have a lot of stick-to-itiveness that you will just carry through until you find the solution. I get flummoxed by what ifs, and I'm paralyzed, analysis paralysis.
I'm frustrated, I'm flummoxed. So now I'm standing by the computers on my cell phone. And this is the new thing. I guess this isn't COVID. And I didn't realize this. Because when you want to put somebody on the phone now, it's happened to me a couple times. Like, they want to get, I just hand them the phone.
They're like, what are you trying to do? Put it on speaker. Yeah. You don't have to get that close to me.
That's a new thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I was aware of, but now I'm completely aware. So I'm sitting there, you know, and then whenever you get somebody, It's hard to understand what the other's saying.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's always an accented person.
And they're hard to understand. And the speakerphone always adds.
Well, this is Hannah.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about myself.
Oh, she's looking. I can't see. I'm trying, she's like, well, maybe if you go to the store. I'm like, I'm in the store.
Maybe if you go to the store.
So this is going on and on. Finally, I go, why don't you talk to the manager? Why don't you guys work together to figure this out?
Yeah. So now, why do I have to be involved?
Why do I? Really, this should be so easy.
It should be. There's so many things. It's like, why do I? But I mean, you get involved in that all the time. Why am I solving this for you? Always.
Well, this is actually my problem. I mean, it's not caused by me.
No, but it's like you're always in the middle of this.
Yes. So now we have the manager holding my phone here, talking to the person from Best Buy there. And they're like, I'm seeing the same thing on my computer. They're getting a little annoyed with each other. Like, I can't do it on my end. Apparently, all my concerns, so this does not get scheduled. Apparently, they don't have anybody to do this. That's the only thing I can surmise. They don't have anybody in the area. It would be an electrician. So I'm guessing none of the electricians have gone through the reduced Best Buy rate.
Oh my God, that's the only thing I can imagine. Yeah, the contractors don't want to be bothered.
So I mean, I could exchange it for the battery operated one. But then you have to change the battery for 6 months.
And you have to remember to do that. Who remembers this?
Who wants to do that?
What kind of batteries does it take? Is it like a... Oh, I'm thinking, you know how you're supposed to go around the house when it, you know, spring forward and fall back, you're supposed to go around and change all your fire alarms. I don't remember.
No, I wait till the house is on fire. Like, oh, I should change that. Yeah. Well, I still left in the radar. Like we did it. Well,
gotta go.
Like when we, it's a poison gas. Yeah. Well, we, because it was like right on the order of being acceptable, and we did it initially.
Oh boy.
So now we should just test again. I mean, never. But anyway. So basically, I have this ring that can't be professional installed unless I pay for an electrician to do it. We were going to do it ourselves because it's only like two wires.
Yeah.
Which is just a game
of the wall. I saw.
But then, because we had the siding done, and I do not recommend getting that done if you were going to be home. The pounding on the house is insane. Boom! I feel like saying, but I don't know these words in Spanish, stop it, shut up! They just keep on pounding.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know shut your mouth. Silencio.
But so they take the lights off. So we have the electrician to install, put the lights back on. The first time. The ring tip, and I was just telling them, the society people are not throwing away the trash. So I got to figure out how to get rid of that.
Well, you know, when we had the stoop redone because it was crumbling, but when we had that done, I can see that there's like a little bit of cement here on the walkway. There's a little bit of a line in one of the steps. It was wet out, so I couldn't see that. It's like, ugh, look at that. And then they left some stuff behind, like some
pavers and a bucket or something. They're like, oh, you can use this.
Well, now we have stuff hanging off the house. I'm like, well, let's see. when the guy who runs the company is here, when he wants to get paid, we'll go over everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, talk to them now if you want. No, wait. Our stairs are falling in, the big cube stairs that we have. So our contractor did one of the stairs. It will never move again. But it's not pretty. And that annoys my wife. But it's not moving. No, that thing is solid now.
Yeah. It flipped up the first time I worked on it. I went, oh hell no. Because it's a very steep stairway. And you know, I'm an old lady now, and I'm like, oh no, look at this. This is a hazard. You know,
they're coming through the basement. Use my mom's chair that goes up and down.
You know what? Even if I had to, I can't. Because I don't want to. You know, it's like I don't want to admit that I can't do stuff.
Oh, so I'm like, not until I can't move on my own steam anymore. My mom is all for the I can't.
Oh, really? I can't. So
there's she doesn't have that stick to itiveness.
Yeah, just
I can't. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, some people, it really does depend. I wondered, you know, when I see these videos of people who have gone through like car crashes or some disease or something, and they have to go through rehab to learn how to walk and do things all over again, I'm always really appreciative of what it takes to do that. I mean, because even on the like simplest level, you know, when the turn of my life where people kept crashing into whatever car I had at the moment and, you know, totaling it while I happen to be in it. Now, you know, I went to physical therapy so many times to, you know, get back. And I'm not 100% because it was too many repetitive injuries. But, you know, if it was something really, really bad, I'm like, would I just say at this point, screw it, and succumb to the VLA completely?
It's very painful.
Yeah, I know. Some people just have all the stick-to-itiveness and they walk again, or they relearn how to do things. So I'm like, you know, gotta give it to you. I don't know. Lying around on a couch watching TV for the rest of my life. It sounds like a waste, but it also sounds really comfy.
No, I think about that. I couldn't do that.
No, you couldn't.
I need to be. Not that I don't mind being lazy, although I just been really recently lazy. But it's like, I gotta be upset. But anyway, all right. So Judge is still up. I'm going to see what happens here.
Oh.
If you're not a baseball fan, he's going to tie
the American League record and the Yankees record for home runs with his next home run. He's stuck at 60.
So that's why I actually have this on.
Yeah.
And he's not going to do it here.
No.
He's going to do it. What did he do?
I'm not really sure what just happened there.
I think he ran out.
I don't know.
All right, so on to the next one.
From this angle, that looked like Jeter standing there. This is not really a good angle for me.
No.
And I don't see why he would be.
No, so he's out. Okay.
Yeah.
So I kind of alluded to this next thing, and I posted it on Facebook. Hmm. So I hired the former booker of Letterman.
Oh.
He booked Letterman for 15 years.
Wow.
Our paths never crossed.
Right.
Eddie. So he used to book the Letterman show to work with me to submit, set to submit to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And he knows the booker.
Okay.
Of Fallon. And at this point, Fallon is pretty much the only late-night show that still puts me in.
Yeah.
Which used to be a staple, but now I guess they all like to do karaoke and hijinks. I'm going to be honest. I don't watch any of these shows. I never watched any of these shows, really. I watch The Daily Show, but not when it happens. Like I watch it the next day or something.
Yeah.
And I think at this point, I'm just watching it out of habit. Stick to it in this.
Oh, really?
Like with John Stewart, it was must watch.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, Trevor Noah was fun. And I know a lot of people need Trevor Noah. I don't need Trevor Noah.
I don't either. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, the conservatives hate him.
Well, I'm sure they do, but I mean, were they big fans of John Stewart?
No, I think they respected Stewart a little more.
I say.
But listen, the third guy got felt, and I tried, and he has comments on there, and his writers that I know, that show's unwatchable. And it's not because of the politics.
Oh,
it's just, I don't find it funny at all. I don't think Greg Gutfeld's funny. I think he's smarmy, his delivery stinks.
Oh, I don't know this show.
Yeah, well, it's Fox News.
Oh,
it's the number one great late night show.
Most watched late night show. Yeah.
Because every conservative is watching that, whereas the liberals are spread out all over the place. The other shows are perceived to be liberal. Whatever.
Well, they are. There's definitely, Colbert for sure. Seth Meyers, for sure.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel has come out very liberal.
I don't watch any of them, though.
I watch them all, but I watch them on YouTube.
You still watch them?
Yeah.
I mean, people like it. It's not, but it's just not my critique. I didn't used to watch Carson or anything. Or Conan.
I wish I had pearls on the grass.
Or Letterman.
Oh my God, you're killing me.
I never got into it.
Wow.
And everybody was into that.
Yeah.
Never got into it.
Shocking.
I didn't listen to the Howard Stern show.
Nor did I.
I have it on my SiriusXM app. If I'm going for a walk, I will listen to Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And I never religiously devoted myself to any of that stuff.
Wow. I mean, I at one point I listened to Howard enough that I was conversant with, like, you know, what were the themes and
in
jokes and stuff. I knew it enough, but I couldn't say that I was a super regular listener. And I really, when they were on NBC, I found it unlistenable. It was just it was terrible to me.
So I'm not the right guy.
Yeah.
But I want to get on the
Fallon. Yeah.
Everybody, I'm like reading that.
I'm just tired. Well, that's brighter and bigger.
Wear your glasses a little again, I mean.
That's brighter and bigger. Get out of the zest.
So, I never wrote a late night spot. I mean, Joe was like, when we were talking about it on the show. I think we're Joy Bar. That has nothing to do with the other. But I still contend that spot on Fallon is bigger than Joy Bar.
Oh, I would think so too. I would think it has a bit, I don't know the numbers, but I would think that has a bigger reach.
Well, I mean, listen, yeah. But I mean, listen, many people. watch Dry Bar too.
Oh yeah, Dry Bar's amazing.
Is it, you watch it?
Yeah.
Can't. I go on it. I watch some of it.
You can't. You say you can't watch it? So why?
It's just like, it reminds me of 80s comedy, but we're not in the 80s because the comics are so reassuring.
Oh.
Because of the rule. And I would do it too. So I'm not saying anything bad about it. Right. There was only one comic that I had a little bit of an edge. But I had friends on Drive On. It's just not that entertaining to me.
Oh, yeah. I thought that's, I mean, there were some that I was like, ooh, that was kind of a rough set for you. Or is that your best? Oh, gosh. But there are some that I thought were really good.
The production is amazing.
Yeah.
Very slick. Any comic would love that. But anyway, so we're working together once. Either here or there. So I'm trying to get on. I've never done that. I know how to room a full stranger. I know how to do that.
No, you have something you want me to do specifically for you? You're writing for the booker, you know what I mean?
Well, you are, but it always comes down to one person.
Yeah, it does.
So this is what they're picking. If you watch enough of these, they go.
Oh, I see what they're doing.
And he specifically told Eddie, when Eddie submitted a friend of mine, that this is not, you know, set up punch. We don't want set up punch. That's not the style. Now, set up punch is like, here's a premise. Here's a punchline. There's a laugh. Punchline, which you get a lot of laughs, and if the jokes are good, they're not really looking for that type of merriment and laughter.
Are they looking more for monologists?
I think they're looking for humorous. there's a difference between a comedian and a humor.
Yeah.
A comedian has to be funny. A humorist has to be amusing. And because they're not called a comedian, they have to pay attention to them. But we're still calling the comedians profound. And there are funny comics on there. I mean, I've got some friends that have been on there.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's different. If you watch me, mine's very rapid. A lot of observational stuff.
Yes.
Some edgy, I guess. I don't know if biology is anymore. But some edgy stuff. Whatever. If you come and see my regular show, that's a lot of what I'm doing. That ain't gonna fly.
Right.
I need to do a personal tour.
Mm-hmm.
I can't set a punch. It has to be like, I'm talking about this, whatever this is, and here are the punchlines within it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to do. And I've never done that before. Right. And then I've always written my own stuff, and I wrote my stuff for this, but I've always been in control of my own stuff.
Yeah.
So for this, I said, I'm hiring this guy to work. And he became a firm. Like we clicked right away.
Nice.
And I mean, because, we've both been at it a long time. Very, very good guy. But I'm like, and I said, like, if I'm hiring you, why I'd be a fool not to go by what you're telling me. That doesn't mean we can't disagree. That doesn't mean he's always right. I'm not always right. We can disagree. But the overall argument is like, this is a guy that used to put a letter. And knows the Booker of Fallon. So am I going to stomp my head in the sand? And no, I will not. How do I know that? Then what am I doing?
I'm not going to do it your way. I'm going to stick to my thing and not get on.
I can do that. But what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why are we even here? So I told him, this is what we're going to do. We can discuss things. And he's very picky, even is the wrong word. Detail oriented.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if you, remember the last time you saw me, but for a while, I really liked holding the mic like this. I would keep the mic in the mic stand, and then I would have the mic stand off to the side,
right?
And I would kind of have it off to the side and then talk in the mic like this.
Now, I remember when we went to Vegas that you posed like that with a mic stand.
Kind of like Steve Tyler.
Yes.
Tyler-esque. Well, I look at him with a great front. Who are your comedic influences? Steve Tyler, Roddy Piper, a wrestler, and a rock lead singer.
Look, people do homages to their favorites all the time.
Right.
I don't have a problem.
But I don't have like a meeting. Stephen Tyler really knows how to control the audience, writing paper, really knows how to get people under people's skin and control an audience. I like those guys. Doesn't mean I don't like meetings, but I'm not like
them. It's so funny because that kind of person I find so abrasive, but yet I don't find you abrasive. So like,
who's a regular writing paper?
Yeah, that kind of like raw wrestling, raw, you know, that
all. Have you seen them?
I can't say I have. Okay. I don't like wrestling.
I want you to like Google Piper's Pit, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Okay.
I want you to write this down. All right. Salvatore Bologna. Salvatore MSG Piper's Pit.
Okay.
And you can do another one, Piper's Pit, Jimmy Snook. Why am I telling you to do this?
Yeah.
Because this man could stand in the middle of the ring in 20,000 people and say things. Now, a lot of things are racist. But he would say, like, you call like Salvatore Diego, which you couldn't do.
No.
And some of the things he said to Superfly Jimmy Snuka, you couldn't do now. Or that he said to Tony Atlas or the Junkyard Dog, you couldn't say those things now. And I'm sure he still would have gotten the same effect without saying those things. But he would get 20, he'd be in the middle of the ring. And you get 20,000 people just booing him, throwing stuff at him by the things he said. And he was funny. One of his famous expressions was, just when you think you have all the answers, I change the question. Brilliant.
That's a good line.
And from his movie, I don't know, wrote the line. He's like, I'm here to, what is it, AM Eyes or something? Like a sci-fi movie.
Oh, The Hills Have Eyes.
No, not that. It's like about aliens, everything in the year, whatever. Oh. Like, he's like, one of the lines is, I'm here to kick ass and shoot bubblegum and all that
bubblegum. Oh, yeah, no, that's on him. That's his
mom.
Yeah, but that's Bruce Campbell.
Is that right?
From Army of Darkness. No, that's the actor.
No, that was Piper before that.
Wait, whoa. Okay.
This is like from the early...
Oh, you know what? No, it's not the bubblegum thing, but yeah. Sorry, so very
well, sorry. Anyway, I've talked about it.
Yeah, you have. And I'm just like that kind of
it's not like that.
Oh good.
And it's just the way you use his voice, the words, the way the humor, the way he digs at people, the way he can control.
That's me. My phone is going insane. Okay. I made the mistake of turning it on.
Okay. So back to this. So he felt that by holding the mic stand off to the side,
right.
I was too closed off. So one of the things we did is back to what I used to do back in the day, where I would take the mic out and hold it. He's like, you can stand behind the mic, or you can like, you know, the tape. So I took the mic. Okay. That was just one thing.
Yeah.
So I had to write the stuff, and I worked with him for months and months and months, and stuff involved, cutting stuff. We were cutting out jokes that got left.
Yeah.
For some people, it's really hard to write this. The problem was we had too much stuff. So we had a lot of stuff about the house. One of the lines about the house was I got so many workers at my house right now. You guys listen to the show, you know that's a lot. I got so many workers at my house right now. Donald Trump would build a wall on my driveway. always a big laugh.
Yeah.
Within that chunk for the longest part to finally said, you know, they're not going to let you do that shit. But it gets less. But they're not going to let them. So that's one more thing. I was getting rid of stuff that would get less.
I mean, and that would be stuff that you could do in your regular act, but it's not for the purpose of auditioning for the show. You're not using.
But now we had to go through the whole process of finding the right material. It was ongoing, getting rid of stuff. And I don't want to be very personal. It had to do with the moving here, a little bit about my daughter, a lot. With my mom, about how overprotective she was, and is as you yell out like the back window, where am I? The bicycle that she bought me was maybe I talked about it on the show, like cool being in the bicycle, but she put all the safety equipment on it, like a rear view mirror on the left and the right handlebar, you know, a rock light in the back, a big spotlight on the front. I'm wearing a black helmet, and this is before there was laws. About wearing helmets, this like all the protectiveness, and this just happened. I guess like a month ago, my mom called me. This worked its way. Yeah, my mom calls me up. It's like, I don't want to go in the city anymore. I don't want to go back to the city. I don't want to go anywhere. It's too dangerous. I'll pay you not to go. Real conversation I have with my mom.
Oh my god.
So what I did for the joke is I said, Ma, don't worry, we'll be perfectly safe. I'll wear my bike.
You know what? The way the city's falling apart.
Not a bad thing. So I brought in some bags and stuff from years ago, you might remember about being bad. You got a tool like this. That was like a joke. Which I had in my act for years.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, but we brought it back for the narrative, and I had an urgent care joke, which people seem like, which I came up with.
I know the punch to that too.
Urgent care. It's not, and they don't.
I love that.
And it's true. And then people, so very recently, still just putting stuff in, taking stuff out. So one of the, like with the house, I talked about it on the show. They wanted to pick one. Wife was not my idea. By the way, I told my wife the other day, the cat has shown us. Nacho has shown us you should not have been white. Because underneath our windows, you see all the claw prints.
So this was this real thing.
And then we had inside little colors. So I talked about that. The other day, I'm in Paris, New York. I walked in, they called me white boy. I didn't ask my mom. So all of this stuff, my mom, the daughter. The daughter, my mom's still holding me and raising my own daughter, I'm supposed to check in with my daughter, ask her how she is. Never ask my daughter who she is, oddly enough, she frequently asks me to help the way the guy. 5 minutes, boom, it's a different style. The weird thing is, I used to do this stuff for the front, but now I gotta record every step. which I used to do because I had to review it, and Eddie and I have to, and we're not going to look at the whole set, but I would tell, from this moment to this moment, there's no reason for him to sit there and watch a 45 minute video. So he would really just go over it, and we would discuss, you did the, you didn't deliver that right, what happened there, you could do more there, you know, that was good, like, you know, so we would go over it. So it was, I had to do it, and I used to do it in the beginning, like, towards the beginning, right after the COVID stuff. And it was a different energy. That material is a different energy. I would think it's a little bit more frenetic, but it's a lot. We're going to go fast. I got a lot of stuff to say. You're going to see something that's going to come from the opposite, and that's going to take here or there. This, I couldn't go off on tangent because I had to get this stuff down.
Yeah.
And it's just not that type of frenetic stuff. It would get laughs. But it wasn't the same energy, which annoys me as a performer.
Yeah.
So I moved it back towards the end of my Atlantis tour. I thought I was going to get the set in Atlantis. Mm-hmm. That was the goal. Get the set in Atlantis. Beautiful backdrop and everything. I did not. I failed for sometimes the set wasn't right. Sometimes it wasn't enough audience. Sometimes the audience wasn't good. Sometimes the camera screwed up. All sorts of reasons why. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. So I did it first night of Florida. After having just recorded 16 hours, I recorded. And we actually got the set. And the deal I made with Eddie was like, you can submit. He's like, I'm not going to tell you not to. It's up to you. I'm like, Eddie, I'm not going to submit a tape that you're not 100% behind. What's the purpose of that? We're working together.
That was weird. I went away. If you're not looking, where you're listening.
What did I like about Eddie besides being
dying? He was invested.
He was invested.
He wants this to be good.
Yeah.
Which you know what if you're paying somebody you really want.
You want them to be invested exactly. Like that. Sure.
So he's very, very happy with the set and a lazy mats.
Nice.
So
I 5 minutes and 50 seconds, I think that's what it was.
Is that about how long they would put up?
Yeah. I mean, it was fine. Yeah. You know, they could tell you to lose a joke or, you know, whatever. That's about what they want to see.
Yeah.
Because the end.
Yeah, like this is 5 minutes, 15 seconds. No, it was this long because I had to wait.
Right.
Which is a nice show.
Shut up. I got to move along.
So we were happy with this. We parsed every word, made sure everything was delivered properly. I started to do an act out. Like my wife would walk in because I talked about the show. The cabinets, I took out the can of Pringles, and they all came down the shelf. I mean, it's all real stuff. So then it became, my wife, like a fly, or whatever, renovation. It's like,
it
all has to go.
So now I'm acting that out, which is not something I generally do.
Right.
Everything is truth be told. Between you and me, I never loved this set.
Right.
Not my favorite type of thing to write about, to talk about.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Your usual.
It doesn't scratch my comedic itch.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now is perfect.
It would be a means to an end, you know?
It was a means to an end. And I looked at some of the ballot sets.
I don't know, TV does not do comedy justice. It really doesn't.
A lot of people say hockey is better to watch at home, or the NFL. No, hockey's better live than on TV.
Yeah.
And my wife enjoys doing hockey live, just like on TV. But they say the NFL is actually better on TV
than it is live.
Comedy's not good on TV.
It's not the same thing.
It's not even close to the same thing.
Although I have seen videos of live performances where I know that if I was in the audience and there was that person heckling or whatever, making those noises and whatever, I would be like fuming and be really uncomfortable there, and I can tolerate it on video.
Okay. Well, most of the stuff you're seeing on video doesn't have hecklers unless you Google heckle, you know.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff is, you know, they're special.
Yeah. No, I know.
So we looked at one, and I know Eddie would hate it, one of Eddie's pet peeves, and then he watched it.
Eddie does not like comics who laugh at their own stuff. and that was something I was doing when I was riffing.
Yeah.
I guess maybe because I genuinely thought it funny,
but whatever.
He doesn't like it. That was another thing.
Well, that's really hard though, because if they're enjoying it, you're enjoying it. It's natural to laugh with people.
But what we both hate is when the comic tells a joke and he laughs and he's told the joke a million times before.
And it's that fake laugh.
Yeah, but the audience. But it was one of those comics, a guy like 40, old, fat, white.
Do you need your gallbladder out? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
So, not good.
Not like we don't even know.
The jokes just weren't good.
And I'm like, well, I can do that.
I can be terrible. Let me step up.
No, I can be terrible. You haven't seen terrible until you've seen me.
I can stink on ice. Let me in there.
Exactly.
I don't mean you. I mean.
No, but we feel good about it.
Okay. But you start to think, this does happen. Yeah, of course you do.
This would be great.
If this does happen, don't hear from the wife, too.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Eddie. Eddie's like, I'll send him another message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eddie can do that. Because Eddie knows this guy. Eddie, you know,
he's been letterman for 15 years.
That's pretty impressive. That should be a foot in the door.
I wish I would have had the balls to write anybody talking like that.
Yeah.
Because if it turns out, who knows?
Yeah.
Shame on. That's my answer. So finally, we get the answer, and it's no.
There's just a hiatus, and there's just not enough spots, too many comics.
And Davin's not in the mix. Don't worry. He'll come back in
6 months.
No, I didn't like this. Right. If it's like this, I didn't like that. There's a reason.
Right. How about some feedback? Any?
No feedback.
Not even on the little card?
Just, you know, it's crushing.
Yeah.
Because I've been working towards this. For this. Close to a year. And I'm like, well, I got to make this happen. Yeah, not really. I don't know where I'm coming. I don't really see a future in doing what I'm doing now. I mean, just there's less and less gigs. The money stinks. The costs go up. It's just, so I don't know. I've been finding a job or something. And then the other one was like, what do you want to do? I don't know, but you should put me in charge of media.
I just need to be in charge of something.
Exactly. Like, well, they're not going to do it. I'm like, but they should. It doesn't matter what category it is. I'll learn it.
I know it's good for them.
I think I know what's good for their business. I am a leader of people. No, but I can control people. I can get them to work positive. The gift of gab, communication, I know how to solve problems. Yeah, I don't know how to solve your problem, but I'll learn.
You know what? I do not believe that I have found my niche yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little long in the tooth to be looking at this.
But it might not be a niche to you.
I do think there are certain people that are lucky enough to find the job that fits their skill set and their interests.
I found the job.
I know, but also something that is not soul-crushing in how hard it is.
I don't mind the soul-crushing. I'm not soul-crushing. Yeah, but I had to learn how to deal with it.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is the industry is dying, as is the radio industry. I think we're pretty good at this, too.
Yeah. It's kind of a shame because I don't know why. People love to laugh.
What the industry wants now is big credits or more social media.
Yeah.
They want likes and views and everything. And most people, I'm telling you, are not going to look at it and go, well, there's a bunch of robots. Most people aren't going to look at that. They don't know.
Well, you know what? There's not very far that you can go if, you know, you put out a couple of cute TikTok videos. You know what I mean?
No, actually, you can.
Well, I've seen people do it, but I mean, like, and then what are you going to do?
If you're in comedy, these people, first of all, make millions of dollars.
I know.
So you're going to probably buy real estate now. That's what you're going to do.
Content creator.
And then they're in their talks. Content. And influencers. But in comedy, you become a special event. So now, for the ones that are actually funny, that's great. For the other ones, it doesn't work out well for them, or they're still got that. If I could figure out how to get all those views, I could just buy them. I'd be fun if I could deliver, you know, in person.
I just don't understand why people would bother going to, like, you know, a personal performance, you know, like they just, these like influencers and, you know,
people are Star Wars. They're Star fuckers. These are the new stars.
Personality. That's people what this is. Just show up for anybody.
It's not just anybody.
And what do they do? No, hey, is the party happening? Yay! Why would you
look at DJ Paul?
Yeah.
Can I tell if DJ Paulie is any different than a really good VFW DJ?
I couldn't tell you.
But DJ Paulie D is a special event.
Yes, he is.
Is he going to get you? I don't know, because he got an MTV. Because he needed credit, he needed a following. And then that's now, you know, he headlines in private jets, got Lambos and everything. Because he's playing other people's music. And he just makes other noise. I can play other people's music.
And he also makes some noise.
I do it in the car.
But I mean, like, why do people, I know that you and I both have watched Jersey Shore and enjoyed it. Why would you show up for a Snooki? Why? What does she do?
She drinks. And falls.
But not even anymore.
No. Oh, you're not watching.
Oh, I haven't been watching.
Oh, shame.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear.
They're still drinking and falling? I know.
She still is. She's still drinking and falling in the marriage.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dina helping her?
Not as much. But yeah, there's people. Whatever.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Right.
But this is the kind of person. I mean,
I've does the situation really sound like somebody you want to like go and see? I mean, fine. Okay.
You know, personal appearances. That's what I was struggling to say.
Because people want to be their star. And social media creates today's stars.
Yeah.
It's not about talent.
It's not about talent. And this is just so disappointing. Because people who are truly musicians or performers or comics, you know, I mean, people who really do have a talent, they really should be the ones that float to the top. This is just, wow, we are really...
Fine. I could bitch and bemoan that, or I could rip it out for cocktail TikTok. And I do. And they get hardly any.
You know, one of my Instagram rules.
Something has like 20 some odd likes. Not a lot. Most people are like, holy shit.
20 some. Look at that.
It's mini viral. it's the COVID variant that didn't catch up.
Mini viral.
That's what I am. Mini viral.
So I don't know what's going to be with comedy. Very depressing.
I'm very sad that you didn't get that. I was really hoping that you would.
I appreciate that. I know you were. I put the work in.
Yeah.
And Eddie couldn't tell me why. I did the set. So I posted the set on Facebook. Did you watch that?
I did not yet.
Really?
This was like a
few
weeks ago.
I know.
You go into the pile of
no, because she's going on. YouTube.
You're part of the problem.
I am part of the problem.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
But no, I saw it. I saw that you had posted it, but I was like just
falling asleep.
I was just falling asleep, so I was like, I couldn't stay up. And Mr. Hillix was already asleep. I didn't want to turn the sound on. So
it's still there.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna watch it.
Most people were
I figured, you know, I'm not going to do most of the time in clubs, but it's good for private events, for corporate stuff, very clean.
Working clean, yeah.
It's very good for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that most people are very supportive. And then this one comic I'm friends with, you could just like, you could feel the bitterness. Did you read the comments?
No.
You could feel the bitterness from it.
Ooh. Jealousy or just like angry that you were going a different way for that?
Yeah. So like he's like there's so many. He's like the last minute are off. He's like there's so many killers out there to put up this weekend as bullshit. And I'm like, wow. Fallon is looking for last for a minute. And I go, if you look at the videos of Fallon, it's not about killing. It's a different animal.
He clearly doesn't understand.
Yeah.
And there are always going to be, and I'm not calling you this, but there are always going to be those people who are like, I'm a punk musician. You played in a bigger place, and you got you sold out because you got signed. It's like, you know what?
That's what we're telling.
Jealousy. That's jealousy because that's the point.
But I didn't get anything.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying, like, what are you going to do? You know, a tree falls in a forest, nobody hears it. What did it do? What did it accomplish?
Now, unless you're an artist, you cut off your ear, and you could be like famous 200 years later.
You know, you could be the greatest artist in the world, and if only 10 people have heard you or seen it, what's the point?
Exactly.
It's masturbation.
Yeah, which I'm good at.
That's another story.
With less than people, preferably.
But I mean, you know, it's like there is a thing that you want your art to be seen and heard. What good is it if nobody sees it or hears it? You know, what are you striving for then? To suffer in obscurity and die.
And then he's like, that kid's joke wasn't even funny. And I thought the kid's joke, and then kid's joke in my act. No, there's a joke in my act. They talk about this was a real conversation I had with my mom. Of course it was. Because my mom, she loves work. She asked me why I have a belt. No, I don't have a belt. And I have a joke for that. This is Bonnie by Peloton. This is Bonnie Pete. Anyway.
She's like, good,
because they're sucking up. This is the whole thing in the news. They're sucking up small children. And she's like, what do you think of that? And he said, that's awesome.
I'm like, we gotta get to these kids before they get tied by eating. Natural selection.
That's the gist.
Yeah, I get it, but it's like, what's this guy's problem?
So that wasn't funny. I don't know what to tell you.
I go, all these jokes were contested in front of all sorts of audiences. They all were. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
Go fuck yourself, Siskel and Ebert.
And then I'm talking to a mutual friend of Kevin Lee.
We got Kevin. Lovely Kevin.
They walk Judge Jane.
So apparently this comic called Kevin. And was bitching about it.
I'm like, bro, are we posting this thing?
What? Why did he get him? Why was it such a burn his butt?
I don't understand. He's like, well, he has a really weird thing. I offered him a gig a couple days before, and he never responded. I go, hey, why don't you tell him instead of worrying about how I'm doing? How about opening up his messages and respond to somebody that offers him a gig? How about you worry if he would be so bitter if you take gigs when there are so many? Yeah, that's very lame.
Maybe it was
yellow.
Oh, yeah, no.
Those people were like very supportive.
Oh, that's good. And they thought it was funny. Yeah.
Or at least that's what they posted. And then they didn't like the urgent care joke.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's really good.
But that's more like, it's not a punch, but it's more like hard hitting. Although it doesn't really hard.
No, but it's fast and it's clever.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, there's not a lot of Fallon. I mean, you watch Fallon.
Yeah, I don't, I can't, you know what, I don't watch him as much as I watch the other ones, because I enjoy their monologues better. He's a little, I'm disappointed in him, actually, because he's a little bit too, love me, you know?
Well, here's the thing, going on Fallon, and this is what this guy did, you're not going there to kill, you know what you're doing, you're going there for middle America,
to relate, oh yeah, I know somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. Or that happened, you're not going to, it's not like when you're going to see Doug Stanhope or Chris Rock or whoever the hell your favorite comic is. And you expect them to get it. It's not that. They don't want that.
They don't want that. Maybe because they don't want to show them, maybe that's not what their audience is.
I don't know. But anybody listening tonight, Google comedians of Fallon. And watch them, they're only five, six minutes each.
Yeah.
And see how many sets are great. I mean, they get laughed, but how many times are you laughing out loud? There's a ton of that. No, that's why I don't want to say these comics suck. I don't know what else they have in their act.
Right.
They might be hilarious. I have heard of most of them.
No, but it's the difference between, you know, working really clean because you're at a family thing.
It's not even clean.
It's kind of like what I said about the driveway. It's okay, it's nice, it's pleasant when it's good, sometimes, but we don't need to ruffle any feathers, this was nice, this was a big trouble, we got nothing to kill, but I mean look,
there was this one guy, I used to have to go down to conventions in Atlantic City for work. And so, you know, we would look for things to do at night. We used to go to in the Tropicana, they had
a comedy stop at the Tropicana.
Right. And so we would go to the Comedy Stop when we were down there. And there was, usually it was a really good time. They had good comics. There's one guy, it is Dick.
It happens. Dicks are delicious.
No. Well, it was, he was trying to be edgy, and it was just sort of, you're not downtown in New York. You are in Atlantic City, and there's like everybody here.
Although if you go a block behind the casino, it's a lot more gritty than you'd like to think.
Oh, no, I know.
What you're saying is it's tourist.
It's touristy in Middle America more than it is like edgy and, you know, more of a finer urban sensibility. There's their people are not really like, they're not looking for edgy at this particular place.
That'd be funny too.
I don't know if what he usually does, never seen it before, but I was dying inside because it was like, and he was just getting a chuckle.
Having a flashback to Rivera's rape?
Oh, yes. The pains. Oh, the pains.
There's nothing more painful than seeing a comic die unless that comic is a friend of yours. And you know how the set's supposed to go. And it doesn't. People are all laughing in the background. Not because the joke's funny, but because you people are hating it and they think it's awesome.
Like your friend, the comedian, is like, you're sucking so hard.
They won't say that.
They won't say it.
But that's why they don't laugh. Because they know where the laughs go and they're not going to be there. And it's a cool pip. You're just eating dick.
Yeah. Oh, no. I ate my dick a lot.
Only thing more painful. Bad comedy, I've said it before, is bad, which is the case of the vast majority of improv. It's not whose line is it anyway. They're all not as good as Ryan Stiles and Colin Mockery.
No,
and the things are not that quick.
No,
the games are not that tight.
No, and there's a lot of hemming and hawing and people missing what the other one's going for.
Terrible. Improv should be scripted.
I've seen some that moments that were like, oh, that was really good. I see what you guys
were doing. When I was very low those many years ago, I had a decent one open up for me. It wasn't my choice, that's just what it was.
Yeah.
I think when I was in Buffalo, there might have been one. And once in a time, it's okay. But sometimes it's not supposed to improv, it's not.
It depends on where you are. I mean, you know,
if it is good,
you think?
Yeah, because they know the game. They know what people are going to give me an outrageous job, porn star. Give me a doctor, proctologist. You know the vast majority of audiences are going with stuff
the
like
same
that.
Stuff. Yeah, and they've done it so many times that their wits are about them, and they have things to fall back on. If everything is brand new and you've never heard it before. Ooh, there's going to be some painful void in the funny department.
So,
well, I'm sad about that because it's like,
not every story has a happy end.
No, I know, but I just hope that there's something that
big,
you find
big,
that's
big fan. Big Lou's got nothing to shoot for nothing right now. Shooting for nothing comedically. Don't know where to go. Don't really know.
Yeah.
Don't know what else to do.
Yeah, right.
Kind of frustrating. This has been a waste of a career. 25 years.
You know what? Mr. Helix occasionally says stuff like this too. He gets down in the dumps about his radio career and but you know what? But it's not like what he envisioned. Where he thought he could go, you know what I mean?
And not willing to move. I don't know if he's really willing to move at this point in his life.
No.
Well, that's a big part of being great in the radio.
Well, but part of the thing is, where do you move? You move to the big markets, and
no, you move to you. Well, right now he's playing. You move into a radio thing. We used to be. I don't know what it is now. He's moving to a slightly bigger market.
A smaller market to move your way.
Right now, he's in a teeny market. There's no reason he couldn't be in a slightly less teeny market. If he was younger, and could move and do that type thing.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Ray is dead. Now he's an old man. Yeah, and he's not going to move. Right. Because you're not going to move.
No.
It's completely different.
But
if it was young and single,
1974? Yeah, no, if it was like a while ago and the industry was different. I mean, that was part of my problem with being in radio too, is that I wasn't willing to move out of my area. And it's what are you going to do? You're going to break it in New York? Oh, yeah, I'm going to be a big star in New York radio right away.
Right.
Hard to work your way up. It really is.
I think still contend with Champion Series, but whatever.
I think so.
I think I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah.
But even this thing, I don't even know what the hell we're doing. What am I still doing? I don't even know why. I guess to like hang out with you and Joe. I guess that's a thing. I don't want you guys, of course. But yeah. It's just some of you guys, and I appreciate every one of you guys.
Yeah.
But so you can walk. I don't know. This is like, it just goes to show, and I've often thought when I watch you shows. It's not always about talent. There's a lot of luck involved. But Bobby Gonzo, who started me, I'm still stuck with it. What's it take? You got to be lucky. That was one of the things. And that's, there's luck. Because we've all been to some local bar or some local coffee house. And I'm like, you hear a musician doing original stuff, and they seem really talented, but there they are. And you always wonder why.
Was it a death?
Was it they didn't get the point? Why are they still there? Because they seem very talented. I always said, the reason I'm where I am now is nobody knows me, but we've seen me. Well, now somebody's seen me, you're thinking of that. It's one person.
Yeah, but it's one person.
And there's no place else really to go with that. Like Eddie's like, I wish Conan was still on.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think you would have been right for Conan.
Yeah, I do too. That would have been a good spot. The thing is, having everything come together,
having the opportunity to spot,
having been lucky, having a good night, having a really good night when the right eyeballs are on you. It's hard to put together.
It is.
It really is.
And it did it. But I gave it a shot. So,
you know
what? And I'm glad I gave it a shot. I'm glad I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
But the hard part is when you go for the shot, you don't make it. That's the hard part. You don't hear a lot of that story.
You do hear a lot, though, of how many people who are on holidays because they made it, how many times they got turned down.
Sure.
So there's that.
Just don't know where to go with it. But take a look at the set.
I will.
I mean, it's a good set. It's a fine set. I don't know if you'll see me do it at a club. Like I don't think I've done it since I recorded that. I tried a couple of times, but I got distracted, like I'm wanted to. As a point, except when I had to record that set, I would let myself get distracted.
Right, because it's like you had that.
It was like serious comedy. And then it'd be done, like, okay, now we can play.
Okay, phew, I got my homework done.
Essentially, yes. That's what it was. And it's like, and you could tell, but I guess I faked it long enough, well enough, because I never loved that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the political stuff. I like the edgy stuff. I like the things that are going to make you slightly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But the Peloton joke does, I think.
Yes. I like a lot of dead baby humor.
My thing with that is I wondered, and they would tell me, oh, well, that's stepping. That joke has to go, which is fine. We're like, are we past the Peloton now because the company's kind of gone to shit? So that was that. Lots of failure abound. The past week or two.
Oh,
so here we are. All right. On the break, we've got a ton of bunch of stories to do.
Yeah.
Some fun. Not so fun. We'll talk about an execution that has not happened for a man on death row. He's supposed to be executed because he cannot die the way he wanted to die, which is kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I have opinions about that.
Yeah.
Christian Almond Poor says, nay, to your head start. So the president of Iran. So she didn't get the interview. All sorts of stuff. That and more. All right, new music from Fresh Tracks with The Lights. And you can learn more about them at KHB-DE and KHB-music.de. And new music from Frankie Carvalho with A Thousand Lives. You can learn more about Frankie at DeuceMusic.com. We'll be right back.